For the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, boy, it is Charlene Duth. Charlene, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
It's a good day in the neighborhood, and I get to talk with you, and you've got the big event coming up in, a couple of weeks or so.
We do, yes. It's about 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
August the 5th.
Yes.
Saturday, we moved it up to the beginning of the month, which we're hoping kind of suits schedules
mm-hmm.
better.
I hope so too.
We had some rationale for doing that, and what we're also finding is that a lot of people are on vacation,
mm-hmm.
but we're hoping that those that are going to be in town will come and join us. We have a fabulous evening planned with our Surf's Up theme. It's a beach party theme, and the attire is resort casual.
Okay.
So it's
leave the flip-flops at home, maybe. I don't know.
Well, just come and have a good time.
That sounds like a great idea. And I like the play on words. It is both a big event, and it's an event for your bigs. So it works out both ways.
There you go. Yes, the funding from all of our fundraisers goes to support one-to-one mentoring and providing that life-changing mentor for a vulnerable child in our community.
And the stories are way too long to start talking about them this morning. Let's just say so many people just around the Bartlesville area have been paired with young people, and the program works nearly every time.
Yes, and there's, because I've been here for 28 years, I have the privilege of seeing mentors that I matched, like, 25 years ago, who are now coming back because
mm-hmm.
their kids are grown and leaving home, and they're coming back to be bigs, mentors to another child, or seeing children that we matched in our program become, you know, members of our society. And it's just really rewarding.
Your stories are somewhat similar to those that teachers tell, as far as I had this kid in, I don't care, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, and now they're in a responsible position, or doctors or whatever, and you see, I had to touch that life somewhere along the line.
Right, and our mentors do an excellent job, both in our community-based program and our site-based program.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. And tickets are still available for the event?
Oh, yes, the big event. The tickets are $100 a person,
mm-hmm.
and you can get them online at bigeventbartlesville.org, or you can call our office
mm-hmm.
If you want the number.
Let's go ahead and
918-213-4524. We'd be happy to take your information, give you any information that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Our honorary chairs this year are George Hakiatis, wonderful community volunteer,
mm-hmm.
and Bob and Jill Heinrich, ConocoPhillips. So they're doing a great job of getting their network of friends and to support the organization. Our campaign sponsors are ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, PDG Creative, and First Investment Corporation.
Those sponsors are so important for any event, but particularly for something like this, because they underwrite so many of the expenses so that the funds actually go to the organization.
Right, yes. They help us to underwrite the expenses, as you said. And putting on a dinner auction is a little more expensive event than Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Yes.
Because of the components that go into that. Our entertainment, we're really pleased this year. Our entertainment's going to be Michael Cola and Jacob Hempville
mm-hmm.
and Hemphill. And someone said it was at an event recently that they were playing at, and the person said to me, several times during the event, I just stopped to listen because the music was so beautiful. And I think that's a pretty high compliment.
That says a lot about if you're bringing in musicians, you want something that is, first of all, pleasing and is going to draw their attention and say, boy, they really did a great job.
Right, and they're both local as well. So that's an additional
It sure helps.
Benefit, yeah. So we're looking forward to that. We have a lot of fun ideas. Our decorations committee always does a wonderful job of setting the stage for that.
So. Well, your publicity materials, if people have not seen that surfboard, just automatically, immediately kind of fills the ear with all the surf songs from the 60s, I think. Yes. Jan and Dean, the Beach Boys, they did have an Endless Summer album, and you've kind of taken that Endless Summer into a extra fundraiser.
Well, that was coincidental, but yes. We have part of the big event is our Endless Summer raffle, mm-hmm. and we are selling 100 tickets. The tickets are only $100 each, mm-hmm. and your chances are very good. They're one in 100. The winner will be able to choose from one of the following destinations. They can choose Hawaii, Maui, for 6 nights, Marco Island, Florida, 5 nights, the Ventura Harbor, California, for 5 nights, or a $2,500 Spears travel voucher. So the winner can choose one of those options, mm-hmm. and each of those trips would be an awesome opportunity.
We could sit here for the rest of this interview and just talk about those trips, but I'd rather talk about Big Brothers. So.
Okay.
But that really is a great benefit. Now, do you have to be present at the event?
No, the drawing will be at the big event. Mm-hmm. You do not need to be present to win, and the tickets are only on sale online.
Okay.
But we can help you with that if you're like, I don't, you know, want to do online. I don't have access to online. Just call our office. We'll be happy to go online and purchase it for you.
Okay. So again, I'll if you either buy telephone through your office or online, you just need a credit card and you're probably going to be there.
And it's bigeventbartlesville.org.
That's such easy to remember. The fundraiser and the big event, I'm not sure how many years you've been doing the big event, but certainly long enough that it's got a great reputation. People just say, yeah, I'm going again this year.
Right. Yes. We do have our I think every event in town has their faithful that, mm-hmm. you know, have chosen that as one of their events to attend. Bartlesville is a very generous community, and there's a lot of people who attend, you know, the majority of the events. But we do try to, our niche is a themed dinner and auction. The theme changes every year, mm-hmm. and with entertainment. And we have a wine pull and a live auction. We'll have a small silent auction this year and the raffle. Mm-hmm. And then we've got some other things that we're thinking about. So it's an opportunity to come out. And if you've got your friends together and you want it to all sit together and you want to kind of have your party at our party, then give me a call because tables are limited. But we can make that happen, perhaps, and everybody buys their own ticket, so
that's
you're
nice.
Really just getting them all together, kind of, and so it'll be a fun evening, and we're looking forward to it, and I would encourage people to think about attending.
Okay, and you may have said, but I want to get this out there again, where is the event?
It's at the Hilton Garden Inn.
That was my assumption, but I was not ready to jump out there and say that.
It's at the Hilton.
They do a nice job, not only as an event space, but you know, whatever meal that has been arranged will be a quality presentation.
Right.
And so this is something that people I know choose to come to, and I think between your honorary chairs, the music, and just the fact that it's supporting a great organization, people will want to come.
Right, and we have a lot of great sponsors that help underwrite the other costs as well, and it's going to be a fun evening.
Yeah. This one, I think, seasonally kind of offsets the Bowl for Kids' Sake, which is more of a spring time event.
January, February.
Yeah, well, why do I always want to put it in March? I don't know.
I don't know.
But early year as opposed to early in the school year.
Right.
But this is kind of gives you an opportunity to be in front of people twice. And while it's not an effort there specifically to tell your message, it's a good opportunity for people to be reminded of what goes on.
Right, to know why we're the money that we're raising and how it serves children. We have about 25 children on the waiting list right now, and anyone who's been thinking about, you know, getting involved in the community or maybe thinking about being a mentor, we would love to talk with you. There are 25 kids, and some of them have been waiting longer than a year.
Wow.
And it's simply because we do not have enough mentors, and primarily men and couples.
Mm-hmm.
Although our waiting list right now is pretty evenly split between boys and girls. Usually we have more boys on the waiting list.
It's probably not as new as I think it is, but you've only recently, I'll say within the past couple of years, been really talking about the couple matches. I think that's a great option.
We've done it for years, but it hasn't been highly publicized. And for a couple who, particularly young couples, who maybe are both working outside the home, and they want to do something, or you know, couples where their kids have left home and they're empty nesters, and they want to do something for the community, but they don't necessarily want to take more time apart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great opportunity for them to come in together. Or sometimes it's one is more outgoing than the other, you know, and mm-hmm. so they kind of work well as a team. And the benefit to a child is they get both a male role model, a female role model, and a healthy marriage role model. And that's so critical for kids' development. And most of the time, couples are matched with boys
mm-hmm.
because we have more of them usually, and just the dynamics seem to work better that way.
Well, it sounds like it would be a lot of fun. And I think you've mentioned in the past, both partners of the couple don't necessarily have to be there all the time, but if you are, it would work best.
Right. Well, and it works good for a couple, particularly say one of them has a job where they travel a lot or they do different things. And so maybe if, say, the husband is interested in fishing, and the other partner's like, I can live without that, then they can go fishing with the child mm-hmm. or the young person, and then maybe they come home and everybody, you know, cooks dinner together or plays a board game or goes to a community event. Or so sometimes it's one part of the couple or the other, and sometimes it's everybody together. But you're bringing two unique sets of role modeling and activities and interests and stuff, and so it really is beneficial.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be a good experience for the youngster, and like you said, fills a need for that couple too.
Right, and our site-based program is the child, the volunteer mentor meets with the child at the child's school,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes another approved location, like Mutual Girls Club, something like that. The majority of our site-based volunteers are high school students, mm-hmm. and so any high school student that is 15 and a half or older can be a mentor. And we have some awesome young people who are mentoring elementary school children in our community.
Yeah.
And or site-based is also really good for retirees,
mm-hmm.
Individuals who want to just go to the school, spend an hour during the academic year.
And that runs, like you just said, during the academic year, so you will be starting that up within the next few weeks.
Yeah, we're screening people now. We want to have the volunteers in place and the children in place so that that first week of September, we give them a couple weeks after school starts to kind of everybody get organized and acclimated
get
to
the school stuff going
to the
first.
New school schedule.
Yeah.
And then we do those match introductions for new matches in the old and matches that are carrying over from last year. That's when they start meeting with their child, is that first week of September. And then they meet ideally every week when school's not during school holidays, but every week and until about the middle of May. And then during the summer, we try to have an activity once a month in June, July, and August that allows the site-based mentors to get together with their children. Sometimes you know, you've got mentors with vacation, you've got children who may be at the absent parents' home for the mm-hmm. summer, so you've got a lot of dynamics working. But the ones that are in town, we do try to promote community activities that they can go to. The one that everyone's had the opportunity to get tickets to is coming up this weekend is Annie.
There you go. And that's going to be a fun show. Thursday and Thursday and Friday evenings at 7:30, and then Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3:00.
Right.
excuse me, for those that are kind of, you know, say, I really would like to do it, but I don't know if I could, you know, do it every week and kind of just I need some confidence, you're there with some training. You're there to, you know, give us some ideas to get things started.
Right.
Two things that set Big Brothers Big Sisters apart in the mentoring world is the care and that we use in the screening mm-hmm. of the potential volunteers
oh, yeah.
and the professional support of those matches once they're made. And the professional support of the professional staff to help the mentor and the family and help make sure the relationship is working, and when they run into, you know, little bumps in the road, to help everybody work that out, is why we have average match length of 36 months. We've had matches that have lasted 10 years.
Wow.
So, and that is because of the professional support. And for somebody who's thinking, you know, I don't have time, I always say, you know, if you like kids and you're willing to just share your life, share the activities you're already doing that are kid appropriate, we all have the time mm-hmm. to think about, gee, how could I take this child with me to do this? When I've had four little sisters over the years, and we used to do a lot of just ordinary stuff, going to the playground, going to the park, taking a picnic, going to community activities, playing cards. We baked a lot of cookies.
I think you've gone through nearly a year's worth of activities right there.
You know, we just did stuff that I needed to do anyway, and they wanted to tag along, and then we would do, you know, I had to go grocery shopping anyway, and they'd be like, well, can I come with you? I'm like, sure. And then while we were there, we learned a little bit about, you know, prices and reading labels, and they learned stuff they didn't even know they were being taught while we were picking out things that we were going to make for supper. And then we, you know, enjoyed just, you know, making tacos or whatever. So it's a fun opportunity. It gives you an opportunity to do some things that, you know, you might not do if you didn't have a kid tagging along with you.
Yeah, but like you said, many of those are things that you would have fun choosing to do anyway, so
right.
It's a good thing. The big event, tickets are available, and it's, again, I want to separate the two opportunities. One is the drawing, $100 tickets, only 100.
And you do not need to be present to win, and we're asking everybody to, you know, buy a ticket and then promote it amongst your friends and network, because social media and, you know, electronic and print media is the only method we have mm-hmm. of getting that word out. And then the other opportunity is to come to the big event, which is Saturday, August the 5th at the Hilton Garden Inn. And either or both of those ticket opportunities are online at bigeventbartlesville.org.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to just call our office, we can help you with that as well.
And the telephone number for the office is?
918-213-4524.
Charlene, it's going to be a fun weekend. I'm sure people will post about it for days afterwards, but more importantly, we want them to post, hey, I got my tickets, and inviting people to come along with them.
That would be wonderful, and I hope to see you there.
Okay, thank you so much. And that's
thank you, Charlene.
A Community Connection this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
Most newborns in America arrive in July and August, and some parents are using a surprising source for unique name ideas. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely.